And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison, and yes, we are always working on your financial freedom. It is my absolute privilege to be joining you today. Welcome to the show. As always, if you miss any parts of the show, you can pick us up on our YouTube channel. Obviously, the website, lifestylesunlimited.com, and my favorite way to listen to the show, podcast app on my smartphone. Just subscribe to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It is free to subscribe. And if you like the show, I'd like to ask you a favor. Please share the show. And my email address, if you'd like to reach out to me, I'm here to help. Ask Mike at luinc.com. All right, enough with the business. I'm going to provide a compelling case today as to why you need to own real estate, especially cash flowing real estate, tangible assets. And it's not what you think it's going to be. And if you own cash flowing real estate, tangible assets, you need to buy more. You need to buy more now and continue that in the future. You need to continue to keep growing that real estate portfolio. You're going to need the assets, especially based on the subjects that I'm going to review today. I'm going to hit two of them. They're tied together. The first one is that there's a conflux of three major crises coming our way, three dramatic events unfolding now and over the next few decades, unprecedented, all at the same time. Three, right? One of them's bad enough, but we have three, and it is absolutely unprecedented. And within this light, I want to get into some basic financial capabilities that I want my children and I want the young folks in this country to understand fully, if not master these capabilities. And it's very basic stuff, but it's the masteries of these financial capabilities that will provide my kids, your kids, our kids, really the ability to survive. And like I said, possibly take advantage of these three crises as they unfold. So if you have any young adults in your life, I don't know, between the ages of 14 and 25, and I realize 25 is not so young anymore, but it seems our 20-somethings in this world, maybe from their understanding of real-world stuff, is they're a lot younger mentally in that regard than maybe some generations that came before them. So you may wish to share this show with those people in your life. But really, all of us need to be aware of this regardless of age. Let's get into these crises first, and then we'll get to the skills toward the end of the show. So stick with me. For the first time in human history, and this is just not an American series of crises, this is really worldwide, but I'm going to hit it from an American perspective, but we have three of these that are bearing down on us. They're starting to unfold as we speak. What are they? The first one, aging population. The second one is lifespan longevity. Those are different. I'll explain each. And the third one is this extraordinary level of government debt and deficits that we have. And like I said, this just isn't an American issue. This is worldwide, but we're going to talk from the point of where we live in this great country today, but they're all converging really on civilization at the same time. And as a result, there is a massive correction coming. We know this. Now, you may be saying, well, Mike, when's that correction coming? I can't say that, but I'll tell you this. If you're under the age of 40, you're going to be exposed to this correction. And maybe many of us that are under the age of 60 are going to be exposed to some elements of it. So for me, I know these are coming. It's imperative that my children understand basic financial skills because I want them to be able to survive that. We don't teach basic finance or even basic economics to our kids, sadly, in this country. So the folks that don't have that basic understanding, they're going to be hit hard, right? Are they prepared? Are you prepared? Do they have the financial skills to navigate the correction? And do they have the savings and investments to carry them through these crises? And I want them to have that, because if they have that, then they have the means to take advantage of these, right? In every sort of crisis, there is an opportunity. All three of these are hitting us at the same time. Let's talk about that longevity first, right? I mentioned longevity. What is longevity? Bottom line, longevity is people are simply living longer today than ever before. Let's go back 100 years ago. 100 years ago, this may be hard to imagine, but the average lifespan was only 53 years old, right? If you lived to be 53 back then, that was average. By 1940, that lifespan average had increased to 60 years old. Just four short decades later, by 1980, the average lifespan in this country was 70 years old. Today, in America, the average lifespan is 77 years old and climbing. We are living longer, right? We're living longer for several reasons, for healthcare, for improved diets, medicine, vaccines, all sorts of things. So there's a lot of reasons why we're living much longer than we were just 100 years ago. That's a dramatic change in a short amount of time in human history. But the bottom line is that the median age of folks in this country is the highest it's ever been. And it's climbing, right? Median age rises because birth rates are falling, and it's not a good thing. This is going to change the world as we absolutely know it. It is a worldwide phenomenon. Many nations out there today, you may not be aware of this, they have negative birth rates, negative. In the United States, we're barely above replacement. So what is replacement? You take a man and a woman, and they have two kids, right? So two people have two kids, and so 2.0, right? Two provides two. That is break even. If you reach 2.1, you'll hear in this country, right, the average family has 2.3 kids. Well, they're talking about the birth rate within the nation. So 2.1 is just above replacement. If two adults have three kids, then that is a sign of a growing population. But we all know this. You know this, and I know this. Many married couples today have no children, or they have just one child. Many of my friends, a multitude of them, have no kids whatsoever, none. Many of them have never even gotten married. It's just a factor of society today, how we have changed. Now, 100 years ago, let's talk about median age. Go back in this country, 100 years ago, the median age of the United States was 25. That means that half the people were older than 25 and half the people were less than 25. What is the median age of the United States today? It's almost 40. So you can see how that average age of folks, we're just an older country today than we were 100 years ago. So you combine that with the fact that people are living longer and that we're not replacing or growing our population, that's two of the crises. And you're going to see how that plays out, because I'm going to get into that third crisis right now. That third one is debt. Today we have an unprecedented amount of debt and deficits, and it's growing at an astronomical rate. Now, I know there's some people out there that say, oh, well, we'll just keep printing money, it's fine. Never in the history of mankind has that ever played out to anyone's favor. It's actually played out to a terrible ending, right? It's just unsustainable. And there's no stopgap, none. There's little to no discussion or pushback on the debt in this country. And it is, I'm telling you, it is a massive issue. We keep printing money, and what's happening is we are building up to, I'll tell you, it's going to be a thermonuclear financial nightmare. Now, I'm not here to scare you. I'm here to unfold these three crises and give you a game plan on how you can take advantage of these things. But the bottom line, we've got to stop printing money. We've got to stop funding these entitlement programs, just on and on and on. It is absolute irresponsible behavior. Look at this on a micro level, right? Let's break this down to you and your family. If your family household is in massive debt and you're not doing anything about it, and each and every year that debt keeps growing, and I'm talking about bad debt, not investment debt, okay? We get into that, but that's different. But if your consumer debt just keeps growing and growing and your income to cover that debt does not keep growing, what is your financial future? What does your financial outcome look like? It's bleak. There's going to be a cliff, and those folks are going to fall over that cliff. But do we see politicians doing anything to fix this? No, they don't even want to talk about it. They just want to keep printing money and failing to address this issue. So this astronomical debt keeps climbing. And I'm here to tell you, the crisis will fix itself. If we don't fix it, it will self-correct, okay? Now, why is this an issue? The growing debt in regard to longevity and the aging population. Let's go back to when Social Security was first set up, all right, under President Roosevelt. It was a good intention. It's a taxpayer-funded retirement is what Social Security is. But people back then, keep in mind that average lifespan was much less than it is today. People that retired may, at the longest, get 10 years of government-funded retirement benefits before they passed away because people weren't living as long as they are today, right? That average lifespan was much, much lower than it is today. What else was a dynamic back then? I'll tell you, back then, the math worked, okay? The math worked because there was three workers for every retiree. And again, those retirees might have gotten the government benefits for 10 years. If you got them for 10 years, you were above average. So we had a much younger working population to support those retirees. Now, let's fast forward. 20 years from now, that metric is going to change because of the aging population. We're not going to have three workers for every retiree. We're going to have three retirees for every worker. Do you think that's sustainable? I don't. As people begin to live longer, the retirement age for benefits was pushed out. They even adjusted it back then, right? So still the historical average of one taking advantage of the retirement benefits was 10 years for decades, right? Those people were living in what I call non-income producing years. That was low. Keep that in mind. We're going to pick this up on the other side. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Tired of living the life of quiet desperation? Want to retire but can't save fast enough? Let Del Walmsley and the team at Lifestyles Unlimited show you how.
I'm here to tell you, you got to take action now. You got 1 year, and at the end of 1 year, it's going to be just as crazy as it was.
Change your roadmap, change your life.
So unlike when you go to retire and you think you have a pile of money and you're going to live off that pile of money and your goal becomes die before you run out of money, right?
Use real estate to create passive income.
Our goal here is just go out there and create the income stream. We don't care how big the pile is. That's irrelevant to us. Create the income stream we can live on and then every year continue to build that wealth.
Build wealth.
You should be able to increase your income every year for the rest of your life. I have since I was 34 years old.
Get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com, code 2024. 2-year Lifestyles Unlimited membership for just $297.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'll throw my email address out one more time, askmike@luinc.com. I'm here to help. What's holding you back from purchasing cash-flowing, tangible real estate assets? In fact, I'll give you our free workshop is freeworkshoplivestream.com. If you'd like to see what we do and why we invest in real estate, how we change our life with cash flow, how we make money five ways on a single-family property and six ways on a multifamily property, please make time to attend that free workshop. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. My friends, the great conflux is unfolding upon us, and that conflux is three crises that are all coming together at the same time. We have an aging population. The median age of this country is climbing. Longevity, we are living longer, okay? It's not a bad thing. We all want to live as long as we can, but the last thing we want to do is run out of money right, run out of money and still have plenty of years in the bank, right? We want our money to last as long as we do. And then we have debt, this unprecedented debt that our nation's just printing trillions of dollars, and it's adding up and it's stacking up, and it's not a good thing. So with that, let's get back to essentially the debt in light of the aging population and the longevity. We don't have enough workers today to pay for other retirement benefits for these folks that are living longer. Historically, it was 10 years of government benefits might be about the most of what you get. Well, many, many people today are getting 30 plus years of these, and I call it NIPY, N-I-P-Y, non-income producing years. So they're getting 30 plus years of government benefits that just are not there, right? Used to be 10 years and you had three workers for it. Soon we're going to have three retirees for every worker, and those retirees are going to get 30 plus years of those benefits. It just, the math doesn't make sense. Let's look at this in light of these benefits. We know, according to the Congressional Budget Office, the CBO, we know Social Security will be bankrupt in 15 years. We know this. We continue to do nothing about it, right? Social Security is that retirement provided program. Let's add fuel to the fire. Let's talk about Medicare and Medicaid. Well, Medicare and Medicaid are also bankrupt in 10 to 15 years. So there goes the health care at the time we need it the most, because people are living longer. What do you need when you get older? Health care. Okay, so these two items are compounding each other. What else is happening within healthcare? Well, healthcare costs are skyrocketing. They're rising dramatically. The two items that contribute the most to our national debt are Social Security and Medicare. Those are by far the largest components of the debt. And we know in 15 years, boom, they're bankrupt. Okay, they're done. There's no more money. So does our illustrious Congress, do they just cancel these programs or let these programs cancel themselves? Or do they tax the heck out of the few remaining workers that are out there? I don't know. But these programs are going to go bankrupt. They're going to cancel themselves. I don't know if Congress is going to reintroduce this. I don't know if they're going to print more money just to continue to pay for it. I guess we'll find out. But the bottom line, I would not rely on either of these. Okay? I would not rely on it. Anyone, my children should not expect Social Security or Medicare to be there for them. They shouldn't, not at all. Now, let's say Congress takes the easy path, and they probably will, and they just keep printing more money, right? Keep printing more money and raising taxes. That's going to create greater inflation. It's going to add more to the debt. And again, it's not sustainable. So there is opportunity in crisis. There absolutely is opportunity. There's a Chinese symbol. This is fascinating. The Chinese symbol for danger also has an element of opportunity within that symbol. And you're talking about a culture that goes back 5,000 years. So there's some wisdom in that. Understand the wisdom in that. I will tell you, you know what the opportunity is? The opportunity is by owning tangible, cash-flowing real estate assets, exactly what we teach here at Lifestyles Unlimited. If you would like to dig into these information on this more, let me offer you three sources, okay? There's a book called The End of the World is Just Beginning by Peter Zeihan. Absolutely fantastic book. It's fascinating. There's another book called Money and Morons by Paul Dane Schrad, D-A-N-E-S-H-R-A-D. That's where he talks at the Great Conflux. He termed that phrase, so I don't want to steal that from Paul. And then one of the brightest minds in our nation's history is a man by the name of Thomas Sowell, S-O-W-E-L-L. If you've never heard of him, look him up. In my opinion, he's one of the greatest American minds in our nation's history. This man is brilliant, but there's a ton of information out there. You can go to YouTube. He's got several books. I invite you to listen to some of his economic interviews that's on the web, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about here. Now, let's get to young Americans, my kids. There's some financial skills that I want them to absolutely understand, if not master, because it's going to give these young people the ability to navigate through this great conflicts. My kids, your kids, our kids, Let's talk about them for a second. This younger generation has the lowest saving rates of any demographic group in our country. The lowest. Yet, it's imperative that they're going to need to save more because they're the ones that are going to live the longest. Remember, one out of three babies today is going to live to be 100 years. So you compound that low savings rate, just that mindset of not saving, of spending, spending, spending. You compound that with the fact that we're getting older, the aging population, the longevity, the national debt. How will these folks secure their future? How will many of you secure your future? So you've got to have financial skills to be able to. The secret here is you need to save and invest in tangible assets, but you have to have the financial skills first. I've identified six skills that I absolutely want my kids and the youth in this country to understand. Ignorance is expensive, right? Not knowing just how to get through this is going to cost you. So no particular order, skill number one, how to write a budget, right? Understand your cash flow, right? Cash flow is money in versus money out. That simple budget, it doesn't have to be anything magnificent, but just understand on a monthly basis or even a weekly basis what you have coming in and what you have coming out, your financial obligations. What are you spending your money on? Track it, understand it. Your rent, your mortgage, groceries, utilities, entertainment, savings. Yes, this should be part of your budget. And obviously we save to invest. If your rent goes up $200 a month, how does that affect your overall budget? If your groceries double like mine did, how does that affect your overall budget? Within this budget, now you can understand, are you living below your means? Yes or no? That answer should be yes, but until you understand your cash flow, you can't even answer that question. I also want them to understand how to use a forward accrual method. All right, sounds complicated. It's not. I use it. I don't use it for the entire year, but I use it each month. My forward accrual might go out 4 to 6 weeks, but I use it for expected cash flows, right? So the balance in my ledger, and I use really, it's just a simple checkbook ledger. And I know the term checkbook is becoming antiquated. We don't really write checks for anything anymore, but I use that ledger. And so my mortgage for my rental property, for my home, my personal property, those hit at different dates. And so you plug that in and you can look at that moment in time, how much you would have in your account at that time. Insurance is one of those ones. You know what day it hits on and you know how much it's going to be. If you have car payments, everybody's got a phone payment. Everyone's got an internet payment. But use that forward accrual method of accounting and balance those books each and every month or several times a month. I do mine 3 to 4 times a month, right? As money comes in, money goes out. Just at a glance, that way I don't get too far behind and I understand what that cash flow is. So budget's very, very important. Another skill, how to achieve and maintain good credit, right? What is that all about? A lot of these young folks don't even understand some of the strategies that they can use to build not just good credit, but great credit. I will tell you, great credit will be more important to most people than a four-year degree or even an advanced degree. Why? Let's say you have an advanced degree in name it, IT, any engineering, anything. But if you can't balance your books, if you don't understand your cash flow, you might have a great career, but you're going to be flailing financially, right? You're never really going to get ahead. And so that great career may equal a not so great life if you're flailing financially. Credit is needed for leverage, right? We use that leverage. You get rich borrowing, not saving. Good investment debt, not consumer debt. So how do you achieve these upper level credit rates? There are strategies. We've done shows on it. Understand that. Third skill, I want them to understand interest rates. Absolutely have a solid understanding of it. Albert Einstein is famous for many, many things, but he had a great saying, and he said, compound interest is the eighth wonder of the world. He who understands it earns it. He who doesn't pays it. And that statement is so true. But you know what the saddest part of it all? I would argue that most youth today don't even know who Albert Einstein is. How sad is that? But yes, interest rates can work on your behalf or they can work against you. Think about this. If you have a interest-bearing account, right, that interest is coming in your favor. Imagine that versus an interest-bearing car note or an interest-bearing credit card debt or interest-bearing college debt, right? One is drowning you and the other one's building you up. So understand interest rates. Skill number four, understand how to use a credit card effectively, or really just the bottom line, utilize effective cash flows or transfers of capital. I know we have a lot of ways that money flows out of our account, Venmo, Zelle, Apple Pay, a lot of these, but we're basically in a cashless society now for the most part. And I put everything on a credit card. I know there's a guy out there that tells you credit cards are the devil. He teaches financial kindergarten and he does so successfully because, again, most people don't have common financial skills. They're in financial kindergarten, right? Those are the same folks that have less than $1,200 in savings, and so they can't handle it. Well, I want you to be a financial adult, and I want you to understand how to handle it. There are some benefits with using a credit card. The primary benefit is that I don't have to carry $1,000 in my pocket everywhere I go. I just put it on the credit card. Guess what I don't do with my credit card? I don't carry a balance, okay? Again, I want you to be a financial adult. Don't pay any fees for your credit card. Watch out for the subscription services. Understand all of that, okay? So know how to use a credit card effectively and know how to take advantage of it, right? Those perks aren't necessarily going to change your life, but they're nice. And if you're a financial adult and this is a tool that you can use in your life, I recommend you understand how to use that tool. You understand the risk associated with that tool, and you understand the benefits associated with that tool. Let's continue on. Financial skills, imperative to navigate the crisis that's coming. You need to understand the difference between good debt and bad debt. And better yet, you need to understand the difference between a wise investment versus a poor investment. What is consumer debt, right? Understand what that is. That's a burdensome debt. How will that college loan affect your life, short term and long term? I tell you what, it drags people down for decades. Is a home a good investment? Should you rent or buy? Know how to break down the analysis and make those decisions. Will that car loan hurt you? What will that car loan prevent you from getting over the next 3 years, 4 years, 5 years? If you can handle it and you've got the budget for it and you've built it in, fine. Go get it. I got nothing against car loans, okay? I've had car loans in the past. I don't do car loans now because I've reached a point financially where I don't have to. But under how will that car loan affect your life? Will it prevent you from growing financially? Be able to answer that question. Better yet, what is your financial plan, your 3-year plan, your 5-year plan, your 10-year plan? If you have an IRA or a 401k, what do those accounts do? How are they set up? Do you understand the long-term implications, right? What is the tax implication of your investments, of your stocks or savings account, right? If that's what you're doing, now I recommend real estate and we teach real estate investing here, but a lot of the young folks, they're bombarded with this, just like I was at work and with peers, and that the only way to get ahead is the 401k. So they get the 401k, but I bet you many of them don't even realize that they can't pull money out of that until the age of 59 and a half without a penalty. I promise you a lot of people don't know that. They don't know that. And so again, they invest in these funds because someone told them to. What is an index fund? What is a muni? What is a bond? Right? Why does it make sense? Now, lastly, I want my kids and I want the young people in this country to understand the difference between investing in cash flowing, tangible assets versus that 401k IRA, right? It is a skill because this is the skill that will put you over the top. This is the skill that will enable you to have the means to overcome these three crises that are descending upon us, right? Why cash flow matters. What does that mean? How does that help you navigate these turbulent waters that are upon us? Equity capture, rental income, appreciation, mortgage pay down, leverage, and the tax implications, because that's what's going to change your life. And as we go through it, I want you to remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.